This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and today I'm delighted to speak with Dr. Adrian Morn, the Chief Medical Officer of Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center, part of Advocate Health, who joins the podcast to discuss his background, trends he's watching in healthcare, and a bit more. Dr. Morn, thank you so much for joining me. Can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your background and organization?
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm delighted to be here. So, as you said, I'm the Chief Medical Officer at Aurora St. Luke's, which is part of the now very big Advocate Health System. I'm also a board certified pediatric and adult congenital cardiologist and still do a little bit of practice within St. Luke's. I have been within the with the organization about a year and a half. And before that, had a somewhat varied path, but grew up and went to medical school in Ireland in Dublin, and then trained at Boston Children's and worked there for 9 years. Did take a sabbatical and worked with McKinsey, the management consulting firm. Did some work within pharma and medical devices, and was also back in Europe for that period of time, and then spent 19 years at Maine Health, initially within independent practice, and got into various different executive and leadership roles, and then came across to Milwaukee.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that introduction. Now, moving forward, what are some of the trends that you're watching in healthcare and your role today?
Yeah, there's obviously a lot going on. It's been a tough 2 years. I think financially, I think everybody thought that coming out of the pandemic, we'd be able to catch our breath and get back to business as usual. And so, with that in mind, I sort of look at and pay attention to two things. One is what's happening at the national level, and then what's happening locally. I think we're all watching the integration that's starting to happen or continue to happen within health systems. Obviously, I'm embedded in that, and with the coming together of Wake, Atrium, and Advocate Aurora. But we're seeing similar expansions with Northwell moving into Connecticut, Jefferson Health, and Lehigh Valley, and so I think we're going to see interesting improvements and changes in the way care is delivered and the way we think about care from those integrations. I think we're going to, we continue to see more and more shift towards, we'll call it value-based contracting, but essentially the providers, health systems assuming increasing risk. And obviously, historically within Advocate Aurora, we've been at the front end of dealing with that, leading with that. I think everybody's paying attention to artificial intelligence and how to incorporate that into direct patient care, but also to non-clinical care. I think it's going to have a significant role in the way we synthesize the huge data sets that we have, that we garner from Epic, from registries, et cetera. And everybody's paying attention to manpower staffing issues. And I think, from a patient care perspective, I think precision medicine and cellular therapy is really gaining huge momentum. So those are sort of big, broad strokes of what I keep an eye on. I think locally, a lot of it's from a day-to-day point of view, it's around how do we continue to drive safety, quality, operational efficiency, how do we think about scarce resources, and how do we drive our patients to allow them to have the best and optimal care as close to home as possible?
Got it, got it. So you mentioned integration, AI and data from EHRs, workforce issues, precision medicine. Kind of along those lines, you can either build on those or mention some other things, but what are you most focused on and excited about currently?
Yeah, I mean, I think, day to day, because I'm the chief medical officer of a large tertiary quaternary hospital, we're licensed for 938 beds. I'm all about how do we deliver care? How do we utilize those resources? How do we get patients through as quickly but as safely as possible. And so length of stay, operational efficiency in all our procedure areas. What I'm excited about doing that, but I'm also excited about the energy I'm getting from the teammates within St. Luke's, both to deliver on that exceptional care, but also their unending thirst for innovation and how to improve, the way we deliver care. So we're a large cardiovascular footprint in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin. And there's no reluctance or reticence to explore and participate in clinical trials in novel ways of dealing with cardiac abnormalities, structural heart disease. But we go beyond that, where, how do we continue to expand on cellular therapy? How do we provide a full breadth of care for prostate cancer? We go every day and think about how we can deliver better care in an efficient, effective manner. And I get my energy from people being cognizant of the limited resources that we have and the infinite needs of the communities that we serve.
Got it. Moving forward, what initiative from the last 6 to 18 months are you most proud of?
I think the list is long. I think we've done some great work in the last year and a half. I think at an interpersonal level, I think the continued improvement in the relationships of the various different teammates has been something that's energizing to me. Working with Keely Hayes, my chief nursing officer, and with all the other members of the team, whether it's inpatient rehab, respiratory therapy, pharmacy, IT, I think that's incredibly proud of that. I'm very proud of the fact that we've shaved a full day off of our length of stay over the last year, and we've been able to sustain it. I think we've also made real strides in some of the key hospital-acquired infections, and I regard those as sort of core building blocks. If you get that right, then you can get all other aspects of patient care right. We've been observed over expected. CLABSI rate of around 0.5, tauti of around 0.7, and we know we can get better, and we're continuing to work to get better. And we've seen a 40 to 50% reduction in our surgical site infections for colon and hysterectomy, and we're not being complacent, but I think everybody recognizes that when you lean in hard, that you can do great things, and at the core of this is, as I say to people, we all end up in the bed. And when you end up there, you want to get the best care and you want to get the safest care. And we'll continue to build on that. But that last 12 months has been pretty empowering to me personally and to everybody else.
Perfect. Dr. Morin, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. But before I let you go, I have one question, and you're the perfect person to answer this because you've got experience on the consulting, clinical, and executive sides of healthcare that spans many different time zones and countries. So, with that being said, what advice would you give to emerging leaders?
Yeah, it's a good question. I often will look in the mirror and ask myself the same question. I think it's important within healthcare to recognize that everyone's a leader, and in particular, those who have real or perceived authority. And so I direct that towards physicians in particular, being one and being on that journey. I think whether you lead a very small team or lead a very large team, your behaviors influence those around you. And so being cognizant of that is key. I think for people who are interested, committed, intrigued by leadership, I would say, don't wait, put your hand up, participate. Being part of small committee, small projects, you will learn the needed skills to allow you to be more successful in bigger ones. And I guess, identifying the problems is the easy part, but proposing the solutions is the part that differentiates you from many others and gets you noticed within organizations. So I would encourage people to not be shy to speak up, but when you speak up, come with ideas. They may not be the right ones, but it gets the juices flowing amongst others who are there to help solve it with you. I think a couple of other points is you don't have to have all the answers yourself. It really is a team sport. And that's probably a contrast to the way physicians in particular are trained and taught within medical school, where they almost feel like they are fundamentally expected to come up with the answers all the time. And that's a very different mindset. And actually, it's a relief to many when they realize they don't have to have all the answers. I think a final comment would be that if you start to get on that journey, that at some level, there is an expectation that you have a broad set of skills and an understanding of healthcare, which is incredibly complex. So I would encourage people to at least consider getting a three-letter degree behind their name, whether it's an MBA, an MHA, an MPH, an MMM, but with the cautionary note that just getting the degree does not give you the right or entitle you to become a leader. The way you become a real leader is by leaning in, jumping in, and helping out.
Excellent advice from an inspiring leader. Well, Dr. Morin, I want to thank you once again for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast and for sharing all these important things with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.